What's up, guys? This is Otto Nose, and you're listening to Tea.
With me right now is Mr. Otto Nose. Welcome.
What's up? Thank you so much.
For those who don't know, you are a Swedish DJ producer. How did you get into this?
There was this three, four other Swedes that were really popular back in Sweden, or actually not so popular, but they were pretty underground, and they were called, they called themselves Swedish House Mafia later on, and one guy called Eric Pryd, so they were definitely one of the reasons why I started my DJ career, so to speak.
You started really young, didn't you?
Yeah, I was 16 or 17. I had to sneak into clubs to play and to watch my favorite DJs play.
And so the ones that ended up becoming the Swedish House Mafia were among some of your favorites?
Yeah, definitely. They were like my biggest inspirations, and I was huge fan. I try to dress like them and speak like them and everything, so yeah.
And what is the scene like for EDM in Sweden? Are you all close? Is it really competitive? What's it like?
No, right now, I mean, we're a couple of guys that are on a certain level, and you know, the world is so big, so we're not really competing with each other. We rather, you know, help each other out and support each other, and I think we're big inspirations for each other, honestly, I'm super happy to have all the guys around me as much as I have.
Now, you're in Australia, welcome. This isn't your first time here, though, is it?
No, it's actually my second time here, and I must say I love it here. It's so nice, especially during this time when it's springtime and, yeah, the sun is out and everything is perfect.
Yeah, you've picked a really good time to join us. What's the difference yeah. between your first tour and your second tour? Are the shows getting bigger?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm here to play my new single and say hello to everyone and do some promo as well. So it's, more of a small tour to say that I'm alive and you should listen to my song, basically. But it's really interesting, you know, to see how people react and how people, yeah.
I'm so glad you mentioned your new single, Next to Me. It's so good. Yeah. There's so much growth that you've shown since people might know your track, A Million Voices, from a couple years ago.
So
where did this new track come from?
I've been growing up and I've been becoming pretty, I wouldn't say mature, but A Million Voices came in at such an early stage for me. So it took me a while to actually, get everything in place, so to speak. You know, everything happens so fast. So now I'm really confident in my sound now, and I found my great inspiration, and I'm just in a super creative mode right now. And I'm Next to Me is like, I would say, the first song in this new sort of era, or whatever, wherever I want to.
So what's your big inspiration then with this new track?
I mean, this is so much, it's all kinds of music. It's rock music, and I listen to everything except for dance music, I would say. You know, I'm pretty bored of the whole EDM sort of style. Everything is so around that all the time, so I'm trying to look around, you know, on other genres and stuff to find what I really like. And I think I found my kind of vibe right now.
Now, you say you're pretty confident. You have called this new song the best song you've ever made.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely, you know, a song that means a lot to me and a song that I'm super proud of. And I hope I just can continue make songs that at least, you know, I'm happy with and proud of. And then I hope, I'm not making music for anyone else, really, you know, then I would probably make really the poppiest music ever, you know. I just try to make songs that I feel and I that is me, basically. Next to me.
My name is T. Otto Nose is on the line with us. Otto, you're touring Australia at the moment. You're in Melbourne tomorrow night?
So I have a one day left in Sydney here, so I'm doing some interviews and chilling, and it's really, really nice weather here at the moment as well.
It's lovely down here as well. And I should explain that when you come to Melbourne tomorrow, it's actually a public holiday.
All right.
Everyone will be looking for something to do and they will head to your show, hopefully.
I hope so.
What are your plans after Australia, after you finish the tour? Because I think you've only got two or three more dates and then you're
doing what? Yeah, I have three more dates and then I'm going to Asia on my way home to Sweden. So I'm going to Philippines and Singapore and Jakarta, Dubai and some stuff before I'm heading home for a couple of weeks. So yeah.
So can we?
But it's fun.
Can we expect an album from you soon?
I'm gonna put out a couple of more singles that I'm really excited about. They're gonna sound a bit different from each other. So I want people to understand what I'm doing before I put out an album there. So I'm gonna have a couple of more singles and then. As an artist, I'm really looking forward to put out an album in the future. Obviously that's sort of a goal. But right now I'm focusing on my solo singles and but there might come an album in the future somewhere.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing all of those. Otto Knows is playing Alumbra down at Central Pier Docklands tomorrow night. For details, you can Google Otto Knows Melbourne. Thank you so much for your time, Otto.
Thank you so much for having me.